are listening to the Fantasy Alarm DFS NBA podcast with hosts John Pimba and James Grande.
What's going on, FA Nation? John and Pimba here with James Grande. Welcome to the Fantasy Alarm NBA DFS podcast and live stream recording here for Tuesday's four-game main slate. James, little four-gamer here, but if you're looking at the front page of the point guards, a lot of outs already. A lot of guys potentially not playing. If you look over at the primary, we know you have Jokic still trying to figure out. I think I saw that he was not going to be eligible doubtful. For this game. Doubtful. Because yep. He's in COVID protocol. Joel Embiid already ruled out. Ja Morant was doubtful. Anthony Davis and LeBron James are both considered probable. AD is considered probable. LeBron is questionable for this game there. We know Desmond Bane, Tyrese Maxey are out. Tobias Harris is questionable, did return to practice. Cade Cunningham is still out. Chris Paul is still out. Jamal Murray was doubtful. Bones Highland is questionable. A lot of guys on a four-game slate that, it's going to make for some interesting roster builds here.
Yeah, definitely going to make some interesting roster builds. And to no surprise, Sean, even though it's kind of late, fairly late on a Monday evening, we have no game totals. No game totals available to us, which, again, shouldn't really surprise us considering all the names you just mentioned are out. Definitely good to see Ja elevated from, hey, he might miss 2 to 3 weeks to doubtful. Sure. How did that happen so fast? 3 days later,
swelling
4 days later.
Down, it's basically
I don't necessarily understand it. People are athletes are superheroes at times, and they just Andy Pettit isn't the only one using the stuff to return.
Deer antler ointment, right? Isn't that what?
Yeah. He's not the only one apparently using stuff to get back quicker to the court, but. Yeah, it should be an interesting slate. John, talk about interesting to open the slate. Ben Simmons headed to Philly.
Yeah, off his best game of the season.
Off his best game of the year. And Philly has nobody.
Yeah.
They maybe have Tobias Harris.
Other than that, though, it's Melton. Yeah, it's Milton. Yeah, it's Yang, right? It's House.
Yep.
PJ Tucker, Montrezl Harrell probably starting, right?
Let's not get ahead of ourselves with Montrezl. We know
Paul Reed.
Maybe one of those two for sure.
So very interesting slate. So let's get into it. Point guards. I'm gonna assume Morant's out. We know Harden's out. You'll have Fox against Memphis here. Tyus Jones will be opposite of him. You have Kyrie Irving against Philly. Kyrie got off to a slow start there in his return game. Only played 26 minutes in that one, but we know what he's capable of doing. I worry a little bit about that one being a route, though, just knowing that what Philly's going to be throwing on the floor. I think Devin Booker's a core play with no Chris Paul already here against the Lakers. We saw him go off a couple nights ago for 78 against Utah, just kind of throwing what his ceiling can be out there. Booker at 93, Westbrook, if there's no LeBron, I think we can certainly consider here, even though the price continues to go up for him, at $8,300, Melton's at 75. I definitely don't really love the $7,500 price tag for Melton, but again, he's going to play a lot of minutes here. What's your overarching thoughts on the point guard position? Again, only four games, so there's really only so many players here.
Yeah. It'd be interesting to see if Morant does return. That would be crazy. And I would have interest there because I think the matchup against Sacramento is great. But on the flip side, the matchup for De'Aaron Fox is great. And De'Aaron Fox has been amazing of late. He is definitely having a career year. The Kings in general have been good. Winners of 5-6 games in a row.
Yeah.
Which I think we're all surprised by. But it is a good structure to this team. I love De'Aaron Fox in this matchup. I think Kyrie, is what he is. Didn't look great in his return. Only played 26 minutes. I obviously suspect that will go up, but 19 days away could be a conditioning thing. Tournaments only for me because you did allude to potential blowout there.
Yeah.
So we do have to factor that in. Like Devin Booker a lot, as you mentioned, and the Lakers have been better lately. Let's give credit where credit's due. They've been a little bit better.
Anthony Davis having just a wild stretch.
Yeah, no, he's Yeah, this is like peak Anthony Davis. Like, yeah, as good as ever, Anthony Davis. After we kind of, I think I questioned him on this podcast. Like, is he, what's good with him? Like, yeah, what? I don't know if I can get to Westbrook 83, especially with the little thumb thing that he has. I know he's not on the injury report.
Right.
But he left the game. He had, like, something wrapped over his thumb. He got x-rays on it. Already not a great shooter. So, like, makes you wonder, you know, if we're not going to get, a lot of shots out of Westbrook. I just don't think 8,300 is appealing. Sure. Like, I get where you're coming from on D'Anthony Melton. I 100% do. But, dude, they just, like, don't have no Harden, no Maxey, no Embiid. Like, they're – and maybe no Tobias Harris. Quite literally, three of their three best players are out and possibly their four best players. D'Anthony Melton, by default, just becomes their best player.
Right.
So I'll get there because, you know, the five steals, maybe a little aberration, but has already done it this year once. Has 2 5 steal games on his resume, and he does that. Like, he's a fantasy point per minute monster. We've been saying it for years.
Yeah.
So I'm okay getting to Melton 75 with or without Tobias because he's just going to play a huge role.
Yep. Cameron Payne, 47 fantasy points in 2 of the last 3. I mean, he's just been unbelievable with Chris Paul out of the lineup. Bruce Brown and Bones Highland. Brown's been starting. Highland's been coming off the bench. Highland gave us 46 fantasy points the other day. Brown's giving us in the 30s. We got a little bit of a revenge game here for Bruce Brown going up against the Pistons, who gave him away. Literally gave him away to the Nets for free for no reason whatsoever. I think both of those guards are going to be fine. Tyus, we like at 59. Shake at 53 is going to be in a lot of lineups here. Anybody else? I mean, do we need to go lower? There's a lot of combo shooting guard, point guards there that I think are going to be making up the majority of DraftKings lineups in the slate.
Yeah, I mean, everyone you just mentioned in play, Bones coming off the career game. I like the value better on Bruce Brown. The minutes a little more secure, I think. But they do need scoring if Murray and Jokic do end up being out. Definitely something to monitor because we've seen some COVID illnesses like reverse in a day. Remember the Bones Highland thing? He was like out, then he was in, then he was out, and then like he was in. Tyus is obviously in play. Shake is going to be in a lot of lineups, as you mentioned. I guess the what happens with the Pistons is going to be interesting, John, because Sadiq Bey ruled out for the next 3 games, they said, I believe it was. So now they're down Sadiq and they're down Cade Cunningham. Killian Hayes has continued to play a bunch of minutes and, like, be decent in terms of fantasy production. Alec Burks has returned to the lineup and been, like, you know, what he is. He's a bucket, and that's what he's always been, and that's kind of just what he's going to continue to be. I mean, 15-plus actual points in 4 of the 5 games he's played in this year. Not going to play Corey Joseph no matter what. There's a 0-point floor. But it is interesting just to talk about those other 2 guys because – typically, I don't think we'd pay 5K for Killian, but he's going up against Bones Highland.
I go Burks for the most part. Over Hayes for me.
Yeah, well, we also just saw Killian Hayes go for has a 40-point fantasy ceiling 2 games ago. So, like, I don't disagree. I think Alec Burks is, at least from, like, a volume standpoint, safer because he's going to get in and he's going to take a bunch of shots. But I do think it's interesting. Killian Hayes really might just be matched up against, like, Bones Highland and might be matched up against Bruce Brown, and it's a pretty good spot in both those scenarios. So, point guards for a 4-game slate, point guard's pretty good.
That's it. And because it's DraftKings, you have the point guard, shooting guard, and utility spots to play them. Bruce Brown is also point guard, small forward. So, if you want to throw him in any of your forward positions, you can. Right. And then on DraftKings, on FanDuel, of course, you have double point guard, double shooting guard eligibility for a lot of those guys as well. At the shooting guard position, and we mentioned Booker in, we mentioned Melton in. Dylan Brooks at 73. Can he get there? 52 fantasy points the other day, man.
Yeah, like, I mean, look, he took 30 shots. Like, you're crazy. Like, I get it that Dylan Brooks is not a 7,300 player, but didn't we just say the same thing about D'Anthony Melton? It's just opportunity.
Right.
Like, he's – there's – now, Jared Jackson returning. maybe that is like something to factor in.
But I mean,
like,
definitely love Jaren Jackson here.
Definitely love Jaren Jackson, and he's taken 30 shots in 50 minutes.
Yes, he's not afraid.
Like, he is not afraid. Yeah, not afraid to shoot. But neither is Dylan Brooks. Like, so what is Dylan Brooks' shot attempts go to? They 20? Go from 25? 30 to 20. Yeah, 20 to 25. Like, dude, it's just it's opportunity. I think we definitely look at Dylan Brooks 73. It's a good matchup too. Like, the Kings are obviously an improving team, but they're improving offensively. They are 27th in defensive rating. Like, they're not good offensively.
Yep.
Or defensively.
Jaden Ivey's fine at 7K. I don't mind it there. Again, Price bumping up on him, but again, he's kind of still delivering a pretty consistent production there. Thoughts on Konchar, Huerter, that range?
Konchar is back-to-back 40 fantasy point games. So,
right? Like,
I mean, I think, you know,
the rebounds we'll for him or what's.
Yeah, he's nuts. Like, he's nuts on the glass. I don't think we'll see if it continues with Jaren Jackson back. Right. I think it will because he's a good rebounder in general. We'll see if the scoring.
Guy, you know, like you
hustle just... guy. We'll see if the scoring continues too. I mean, 16 to 19 points is kind of, I think, fluky, but he's fine. Same thing with Huerter. I think Huerter is definitely a GPP play. We get 40 fantasy points this game. We get 22 in the Spurs game. And, you know,
he's 3 for 11 49% from three on the
year. Yeah, he's crazy. Dude, when they run the Terrence Davis, Kevin Huerter, Malik Monk lineup, like, that is just absurd. Like, how do you guard people in that lineup? They just spread the floor and they just all chuck threes. Like, it's so yeah, I mean, I like Huerter is very good. He's very good shooting at three, and if he hits six threes in a game, like, you're in a good position. So
yeah.
I think it's tournaments only.
Okay. Any other shooting guards for you?
Yeah, Malik Monk always in tournaments for me.
That's fine.
Lonnie Walker, I think he would have had a much bigger game if that game doesn't blow out.
Okay. Austin Reaves has been better late.
He has been great. He's been really good. He's been really, really good. 15 plus actual in four straight, 21 plus fantasy points. As long as LeBron's out, he's going to continue to start. So, you know, Seth Curry's a person. He's a little revenge narrative there if you want to go there.
Yeah.
Who's playing for Philly? Like,
I mean, Tybalt, but I don't want to play Tybalt. He just doesn't do anything.
No, he doesn't even play.
Yeah.
He's played 9 minutes the last two games.
But, like, would he have to play in this instance?
maybe Korkmaz is questionable. So, yeah. Oh, he's probable. So maybe we get Korkmaz back. Yeah, not going to play him. But
I don't mind Korkmaz.
If he started.
Super low floor, but we've seen him be at times okay.
If he started.
Small forward. We've talked about Brooks. Bridges against it, 66. Eh. I'd play Bogdan at 65.
I would play Toby, by the way. Just
yeah. I mean,
he's probable, by the way.
Okay, yeah. Toby, you're gonna take 20 shots.
Yep.
Right. We're gonna get an old school Toby performance here. So.
Yep. I think so.
I'm in. I like it. Bogdan 65. I like. We talked about Konchar, Huerter, Brown. Our boy is just not coming through for us.
No, he's been horrible.
He's just not been good. Tournaments, that's fine. Tournaments.
I wonder if it's like has anything to do with.
There's just no spacing for him. Like, what's the? Like,
maybe
what's,
it's no Jokic.
That's what I'm saying. Just like no.
Yeah.
Nobody good enough to pass the ball. Like, I don't get it. Really low price tag for Keegan Murray, but he hasn't done anything. So.
Yeah, Harry B has.
Yeah.
Harry B's been the guy lately. Not that I want to play Harry B because he.
I mean, he has been that guy, 16-16.
But he has been the guy. The shot volume is just so, like, discouraging. I know he's taken a lot of free throws the last few games, and that's good to see. So I guess if you want to go there, it's a pretty good spot against him.
Daniel House by default. He played 39 minutes the other day.
Him and Niang. I don't know if Niang's even here, but, like, they're both just going to play, like,
I think Niang's a power forward only.
Yep. Yeah, you're right. Yeah, you're right. He is.
All right, let's go to power forward then.
Wait, hold on.
What?
Gotta say it. Two guys.
Who?
Two guys.
Who?
Magruder? Yuta Watanabe Watanabe. I know, but like, look at the numbers lately. I don't know. He's just in their rotation. Like, Yuta's just a guy for them, for Brooklyn. And I don't know what you make of Kevin Knox playing 22 minutes, but it was like there's no Steve Bay.
I will never play Kevin Knox.
Okay, well, he not played 23 minutes.
Not even there's a fire.
Not even there's a fire. Okay, no. Say no more.
Nope, not even not a shot. Power forward. Durant's at 11-2. Again, worry about a blowout there, I guess. If LeBron plays at 10-4, would you be worried? If he's limited, does LeBron just go?
I feel like LeBron's an alien, so like
if he's
probably
good, he just goes.
He probably just goes, but like, we'd probably know if he was going to be limited or not.
25 minutes in both games for Jaren Jackson Jr. Second game gave us the ultimate Jaren Jackson performance.
Dude.
25, 12, 3, and 2. 52 fantasy points is exactly the reason you want to play Jaren Jackson Jr. But now he's 6,400 and that price tag will only forever go up. So I'm fine running it there. I mean, Ben Simmons is probably going to have a day. Ben Simmons is going to have a day here just because of what he's dealing with. But I mean, listen, you can't hate on the guy. He's missed four total shots in three games. So,
yeah, he's been really good. He's been really, really good. 40. He started at center, by the way.
Yeah.
Claxton's and
healthy, though, but.
Oh, yeah. He started at center without Claxton last
year. Yeah.
Okay. It was a personal reason for Claxton.
But he should. Maybe he should still start at center.
Well, I guess that's the question, right? Like, it really worked for them. Does. So your starting lineup is Kyrie, Royce O'Neal,
Seth, or no?
No, it's Durant, Simmons, and Joe Harris.
Yeah.
Does O'Neal or Harris go to the bench, and you start Claxton, or do you just bring Claxton off the bench and start Simmons at the five?
I mean, I don't see why you wouldn't start Simmons at the five, honestly.
I mean, I like it.
It feeds to a lot of his strengths, right? Like
I like it.
He can get the top of the key and pass. He can rebound. He can get layups. It all feels like it fits. So we'll see. Maybe they run that way. Let's see. If Gordon is active, I'll play him at 56. He's missed some games, but if he's there, I'm in. Anybody else for you? No, Niang's at 46. That was the other one.
It's going to be hilarious that Jaren Jackson Jr. is going to be chalking. He's going to be in three fouls by halftime. Torrey Craig? I mean, dude, I keep saying it. Like, I mention this guy every slate. He's had 28, 29, 37, 28 fantasy points the last four games. Like, he's just in their rotation. He is their starting power forward. And that doesn't seemingly – that's seemingly not going to change while Cam Johnson's out.
Yeah. I mentioned him, but David Roddy played 24 minutes the other day.
Okay. And Laravia played 29. So they're both – that was a blowout at the end.
Roddy was getting early rotation minutes. He missed his shots. He was 3 of 8 shooting. He had 4 fouls, only 16 fantasy points. But again, they have no guards. So he's on the floor, 3,300 if you're looking for just like a true punt play, I think, on this slate. Maybe Roddy finds a spot there.
I can get behind him.
Any other power forwards for you?
No, it's like trying to find anything. That like existed
maybe
in the world.
Livers, if
he started, so he started the other day, but he still only played 16 minutes. Okay. So I think like it's a rotation, and plus like
did Bagley get?
He was in foul trouble. I played Bagley at really low ownership, and it was super annoying.
Well, I know he went to the locker room for a little bit, but he it seems like he
came back. Early foul trouble, locker room, got booed every time he touched the ball.
Fair enough,
because he's from Sacramento.
Right.
Horrible played for them, bust. I think Livers just loses time to Alec Burks.
Okay.
So, which is why I think Killian's just staying on the floor too.
Sure.
So Livers very low floor, just given like 16 minutes even in the starting role.
Yep. All right, let's go to center. Davis, of course. If there's no LeBron, like that's a lock and load play for us here.
Yep. Yep.
Just vintage Anthony Davis right now. Sabonis against Memphis. Thoughts on him against Adams or Adams and Jackson? It's kind of feels like a tougher spot for him here.
Yeah, it feels like a tough spot. And plus, like I know that there are ceiling games in there, but the price is going the wrong way, dude. Like there is no reason he got a price bump to this price because of that one game against Golden State, right? Like he goes 26, 22, and 8, and I know he's been good and productive and stuff, but like. look at the rest of the box score. There's no reason he's approaching 10K. I'm staying away. I know there's upside and whatever, but I just can't. I could just pay that for De'Aaron Fox, who's consistently giving us 50 fantasy points.
Yeah. All right, three value centers here. DeAndre Jordan played 34 minutes the other day.
I know, it's a nightmare.
Had 17 rebounds in that game against Dallas. Montrezl Harrell, I am just going to assume he's the one who starts. We'll see. He doesn't
play. So, should we just say Harrell / Paul Reed, whoever starts?
Well, I don't know if I would play Paul Reed, but I would play Harrell. Would you play Paul Reed if he started?
Maybe. It's not like he's been, like, far off from, like, a fantasy. Like, look at the last two games. 12 minutes in each and, like, a fantasy equipment predator each. You know? I get it. Harrell's definitely, like, a better player. But he's only playing... I mean, he had the one game where he played 29 minutes and he got 26 fantasy points. I mean, it tells you all you need to know. It's likely going to be Harrell. I'm just saying, who knows? Doc Rivers is a psychopath, right? We know Doc is a lunatic.
And then, well, you played Bagley the other day. I've been playing Jalen Duran. And he's still cheaper. He's 4,100. Yeah, nearly had the double-double there. Played 27 minutes, 25 fantasy points. He played 22 minutes before the game before that, 25 fantasy points. He's just good. He's been, like I said, when I wrote him up, it was because, like, he's given us double doubles this year in 20 minutes off the bench as, like, the backup big to Stewart. You know, so whether he starts or is coming off the bench for Bagley, who's a foul trouble guy, you know, and now there's no Bay. Like, what if they start Bagley at the four and they put Bojan at the three, you know, like, you know, and start Duran, you know, I just like this spot for him. If it's Jordan, it's not like Jordan is going to put him in foul trouble down there. Right. You know, like, so, I like Durant at 41.
Yeah. I think that's a key component. I just wish, like, I feel like every time I watch Jalen Duran, it's like, he has like 8 and 8 at half. And then you look at second half, it's like he has 12 and 8.
Yeah.
It's like, what?
Totally fair. Totally.
Wait, what happened in the second half? Like, I'm not saying like he's a bad play at all, because 4,100 and he's been productive. Like, that's perfectly fine. This does though, like, and I'm going to go back to Bagley, and you're a Bagley fan too. So like, we're both like he's so cheap. Like, I feel like he's too cheap for like upside. And now there's no Sadiq Bey. And that's the thing with Bagley. I would like kind of tentatively say is that he just has a higher shot ceiling, I think, than Jalen Duran, right? I think Jalen Duran, for sure. I think you and I would probably both pick, if like, who would be more likely to get a double double? It's like Jalen Duran. Who's more likely to score 20? I would say Bagley 100%.
Yep, I agree with you there. So I like them both. I think they're both playable.
Duran's probably safer. I mean, Duran is probably the safer option because Bagley's in foul trouble all the time.
Gets hurt all the time.
All the time, hurt all the time. And Duran, other than the Toronto game, he's had 20 or more fantasy points in 4 straight. He's essentially at 5X every single slate.
So. Yep. All right, let's build our line. Who's our
Anthony Davis?
Who's our guy? AD?
AD, yep.
For sure. Center only Anthony Davis too, by the way.
Yeah, he's been center only for a couple slates. I like that though, because they're starting him at center, you know? Okay. Like they're leaning into that, and I respect it because they're not playing like they gave Thomas Bryant a bunch of minutes the other day, but it was in blowout time. Like I like this.
Okay. I've plugged three other players in.
Many point guard options.
You can let me know what you think. I have Booker at point guard. Alec Burks at shooting guard, and I have Jaren Jackson at power forward to go along with Anthony Davis.
Mm-hmm. I like all of it.
So that gives us 47.5 for a small forward, guard, forward utility. We did have some value plays that we were fans of here.
Daniel House and Georges Niang.
Yeah, does Niang get hit by the Tobias?
Toby, yeah. Yeah, they're probably gonna start House, right?
Yeah, they've been starting House. Yeah, they didn't. Did they start Niang the other day?
Well, they started. No, they started Tucker, and then Niang started the second half.
Right.
But Tucker was like dealing with a hip injury.
They could start Tucker at the five. And start Toby.
And
Shake Melton Harris.
Question mark at the four, depending on or the three.
Shake, it's Shake, Melton, House, Harris, Tucker.
Mm.
Could be their starting five.
Yeah. Should we? Yeah, I guess we got to play Booker with Chris Paul already ruled out.
And I just like the spot against the Lakers, but we can move. We can move off if you think.
Well, no, I mean, no, that's fine. I mean, you just, like you said it. He's coming off like 80 fantasy points two games ago. And he's been consistent. I mean, they blow out the Knicks. He plays. I mean, he's averaged 36 minutes. Another 6 minutes with Devin Booker could have been 20 fantasy points. Mm-hmm. Like,
we didn't have a do we have a 3K guy?
No, there was.
You said Knox, but I'm not going to do that ever.
Yeah, that's fine. I was just like looking through.
Because we're at 47.5. So, like, what did you think of Schroeder's return? He played 22 minutes.
There was blowout.
Okay.
I think it was a little blowout induced.
Okay. Seth at 43. I'm trying to get us into like the 5K range, but it's very, there's not a ton here unless we like really go and play Knox
we should not play. No. I don't.
No, LaRavia, I think, only played because Jaren Jackson was out.
Yep.
Do you want to do Roddy? You want to do Roddy? 3,300?
We can. 3,300? Yeah, we can. That's fine. I'm not like. There's a very low floor.
Yes. He is 50. So, he gives us 52 a player, which gives us Shake, which we'll put in a guard, I imagine, is fine. Right?
Yep.
We need a forward play here. Ford
Austin Reeves.
Ford at 52.
Reeves is 46, or we can go to Bruce Brown at 6K. We could also maybe use.
I mean, what was our pivot off of Booker if we didn't go there? Do we have a?
Like, well, the Payne? Using Booker at point guard.
Yeah.
I mean, it's Payne. It's Melton. It's Tyus Jones. I mean, Bruce Brown.
We use Payne.
Or you just.
Booker at 63 a player for forward and utility.
I was thinking we could do Simmons, you could slide 63. Anthony. Well, you could put Anthony Davis at util and use DeAndre at center.
Well, I mean, I can use him either way. That works either way.
Well, I was just thinking for the late night hammer in case Davis was ruled out or something, because we know Anthony Davis is like the broken piece of glass every so often. Like it's.
Davis, and that will give us 81 for a forward.
81 for a forward, that's pretty good.
Toby, 78.
Toby, yep, Toby.
Or Brooks, Toby Brooks, what do you like?
I would say Toby, just given there's not
another
human being on that team.
Okay, so Payne, Burks, Roddy, Jackson, Jordan, Milton, Harris, and Davis.
Like it.
That's where we're at. That's the lineup here. Four games. We'll be in the Discord if you have any questions. I believe it's Dylan Clemens on the playbook for
Tuesday. Yeah.
So he'll be in there as well. Again, we'll talk to you guys later.